Well, good afternoon, fellow gamers, and I can almost smell the virginity in the air because that means E3 is upon us. The time of the year where everyone starts to speculate about what developers are going to be showing what at the biggest gaming convention in the world. So we decided to take this weekend and share our opinions and what we think is going to be brought for this E3. So, Jeffrey, what do you think is going to be shown at E3 this year?
First, let me just say, for anyone listening, any avid fans of the Gamer Rage podcast, that E3 is my Christmas. I am always excited for this time of year. June is my favorite month because I love seeing all of the new games getting announced. It gets me so excited every year without fail. Even though I'm always let down, there's always a chance for something great. That being said, we are now a year into this pandemic, and we have seen a lot of changes to the way the world works in the past year.
Of course.
So I think I am less enthused for the bigger developers, for Nintendo and Xbox and PlayStation's home studios. I think I'm more interested to see what indie developers are making this year. I know that's broad strokes, but I think that more can be done with a smaller studio who's already kind of used to working remotely and working separately with each other, as opposed to a team of, you know, 300 to 3,000 that are now just scrambling to make things work.
Right, I see where you're coming from.
I can't think of any developers off the top of my head that I think I'm really looking forward to seeing something come from. You know, you got Devolver Digital, Nicolas. They're the big indie developer games or game studios. You know, you do a Binding of Isaac, Enter and Exit the Gungeon.
I don't even, would you, I guess you could still consider Devolver to be indie. Like, I'm just so used to seeing them like on the big stage now.
They've just gotten so popular. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, they have their own stage this year at E3. That's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah. Like, I just feel like I've kind of lost, I don't identify them as the indie developer, unless you're trying to classify them as like the top of the top indie developers. Like, I just kind of group them together with everyone else now.
Okay. Well, there's definitely nothing wrong with that. So what are we starting off with? On June 10th, that's the start of the start of E3. And I think traditionally that's just the hype up. There's not really anything going on. It's just Jeff Keighley being loud and annoying.
Jeff Keighley.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, I'm reading here. They got Weezer coming on.
Oh,
for
man.
Summer Game Fest. Oh, okay.
Nothing says gamer like Weezer. What about you, Tanner? What, like, just blind, what do you want to see from E3?
So, being, like, the Xbox fanboy I am, like, I'm hoping Phil Spencer's going to show up. He's going to come up the stage, and he's going to just drop a bunch of Halo Infinite news, because that's the biggest thing I'm looking for right now. Like, that game has been in development for 5 years. We got the trailer, or the gameplay trailer.
Right.
A year ago, and it looked kind of choppy, unfortunately, but then they delayed it, and so hopefully a bunch more is revealed. I'm hoping for a little bit of multiplayer reveal. That would be sick. But as well as Forza, there was supposed to be a new Forza game, which I saw like a cinematic trailer for that. I think that came out last year as well, and it looked great.
Are you sure you weren't just watching F1 and you're like, wow, fast cars?
No, I swear. But yeah, like, I'm a fan of the Forza series. I think that this new game, it's Forza, so it's gonna be, you know, cargo room room. But I'd say I'm also excited for Nintendo. Like, Xbox and Nintendo are kind of like my big things. Sony, well, they're not presenting at E3 anymore, but yeah, forget about that.
They're gonna be doing their own thing that weekend.
So, like, for Nintendo, I know there's gonna be probably a reveal of a new console, like an upgraded Switch. I hear that that's
gonna... yeah, the rumors are going crazy.
Yeah,
the Switch Pro or the Super Switch.
they'll probably be, I'm thinking, I heard Breath of the Wild, like a Breath of the Wild sequel is probably going to come, and Mario Kart 9, which is sick.
I don't see it. So I think we're kind of like opposite ends of the spectrum. As much as I love Nintendo and I always have, I'm more of a Sony fanboy than an Xbox kid. When it comes to Nintendo, like I really hope that there's Breath of the Wild 2 news. I want to see something new with Zelda, and the Skyward Sword remake is absolutely not it for me. My least favorite Zelda game. I don't even want to see it. Don't show it off. You know what? As much as a new Mario Kart would be cool, I want a new Mario Party. I want something bigger and better than the one that we got for Nintendo. And I want to see some Pokemon news.
Pokemon news would be cool. Like, but like, what else would they reveal? Because they're still in their lifespan of Sword and Shield.
They have the Diamond and Pearl remakes.
Yeah. That's,
I just want to see more of that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like nothing major. You know, Pokemon really does its own thing. It's never shown off at E3 unless the game is already announced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what disappoints me with E3 is consistently Nintendo.
Really?
And the reason for that is because they target a broad audience, right? They're just going for general, like, younger consumers.
Oh, well, yeah.
Which sucks for me because I'm not in that market. I still want to buy their games, but they're just not... They don't hit my niche anymore. Right, I'm bored of Pokemon. Mario games are something that I pick up, I touch, like main series Mario, not like Mario Kart and Mario Party, the platformers. I pick up, I touch them, I play them for like, you know, 10, 20 hours. I never beat them, and then I just get bored. And I'm like, well, you know, I gave Nintendo their yearly tax of $100 for a game. I'll see them next year. It's Sony. Sony, there's so much coming out already that they've announced or like even just teased that I need to see more of. Horizon Forbidden West, where Aloy is going to be traveling to Canada. That's pretty sick.
Interesting.
I want to see like Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 2, whatever they're going to call that. I want to see more of it.
Final Fantasy VIII Remastered.
Final Fantasy VII 2, Asterix and Knuckles. Everyone is here. I'd love to see like DLC for Resident Evil 8. I know that that's not a Sony property inherently, but like, you know, that I would love to see that.
You think they'd drop DLC for Resident Evil 8 after it's only been out for like a month?
No, but like they're probably just gonna do a promo trailer for the game to try and get more people to buy it.
I guess
so. And that gives me hope that they want to do DLC.
Resident Evil 7 got DLC, right? It was very short, if I remember.
Yeah, it really stunk.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. If you played the main game, that was great, but the DLC was just tacked on and kind of boring.
Mm.
Oh, and Bethesda. Bethesda has like 3 games under their belt right now, from what I remember. They are making an Indiana Jones game.
Which is
just going to be a Lara Croft game reskin,
but with Harrison
with
Ford.
Harrison Ford model. Yeah, exactly. They're working on Starbound, which is a game that I've heard so much about and care so little about, because it's just a gateway game for me for Elder Scrolls 6 to get announced.
Yeah,
and I really hope there's a trailer. I've said this every year since 2016, but I really hope there's a trailer for Elder Scrolls 6.
Dude, at this point, I've accepted the fact that Elder Scrolls 6, it probably don't even exist. Like,
I believe it'll happen.
Like, they'll release Fallout 77 before the Elder Scrolls 6.
I could never hear that another Fallout game is announced again and be very happy with myself. Like, 3 Fallout games have come out since Skyrim was released. Yeah. That makes me so mad. It's the same studio. Stop putting out the games that people don't want to play. And stop putting out bad games.
No, I don't know. You have to talk to Todd Howard on that one.
Todd Howard's busy porting Skyrim to a fridge.
Dude's trying to get Skyrim on the Nintendo 3DS. That probably already happened. I wouldn't be surprised.
It's probably there. Someone modded it.
Yeah.
The only other thing that's left to talk about when it comes to E3 is the awards. They always end E3 with the award ceremony, and I guess this is just going to be like the mid-year Game of the Year awards. What would you say for their awards? They always end it with like their weird half-year Game of the Year, and that's really all anyone tunes in for, because then every publisher can just slap Game of the Year nominee on their box and sell the game for $10 more.
I didn't even know E3 did an awards show. I thought that was left for the end of the year.
It's always just some quick like publicity grab that they can do. It's great. And then they just bring Todd Howard up every year and they're like, congrats, you made Skyrim again. Jenner, what is your Game of the Year so far?
That's a really hard choice or a hard decision to make, because I literally haven't played anything that's came out this year.
Oh man. Okay.
Well, actually, no, that's not true. I've played Naruto Boy, which you've never heard of.
What is that?
It's like it's a 2D platformer, but basically it's like this computer virus takes over the computer of this developer's game, and then you have this code called the Naruto Boy protocol, and then it sucks one of the kids who's playing the game into the game, and they're like, yeah, you're the hero now, take this sword, go do some cool stuff. I mean, like, there's probably more to that, but I literally started playing it yesterday.
In my mind, I'm picturing it as like a Mega Man game.
It kind of
Mega Man game.
It kind of is. It kind of feels sort of like that. It's got that same like aesthetic. Yeah, that's literally the only game I've played that's come out this year.
When you think about this, because for whatever reason, I've played a lot of games this year. Which never happens. That's not true. I play a lot of games. I don't finish a lot of games. But this year, I don't know what changed, but I've finished like 6 games this year, which is wild. And I'm still very proud of myself for that. My Game of the Year so far, hands down, Resident Evil 8. It was scary. It was thrilling. The story was great. The game looks amazing.
So do you think they're just going to bring up the awards and they're going to be like, game of the half year, 6 months in, Resident Evil 8.
Nah, it's gonna be a cop out, and they're just gonna give the award to The Last of Us Part 2 again. If that happens, I'm boycotting video games for life. I don't even want to look at them.
So I think that wraps everything up.
We're gonna see how wrong we are in like 3 days.
Oh yeah.
By the time you're hearing this, probably like E3 should have happened. So you'll see how wrong they are in lifetime.
Watch, they're gonna show like I'm gonna get all excited for Halo, and they're just gonna be like, they're gonna bring up like the voice actor for Master Chief, and he's gonna be like, yeah, it's happening, all right, and he's just gonna walk off stage, and that'll be it.
Actually, we ported Halo Infinite to mobile phones. It's a gacha game now. Well, you heard it here first. E3 is happening. Our predictions are accurate, totally unbiased. And we are the Gamer Rage Podcast.